Welcome everybody to Tech with Newton, a podcast for technology news, insights, and trends that matter. A podcast where information, factual integrity, and entertainment intersect. I'm your host, Newton. Happy listening. All right, let's pause and tackle head-on the giant elephant in the room. Layoffs. Layoffs by tech companies specifically. The tech industry, once a beacon of stability and lucrative opportunities, has been rocked by an unprecedented wave of layoffs in recent times. And the numbers are staggering, folks. In 2023 alone, over 260,000 tech workers lost their jobs, the highest since the dot-com crash of the early 2000s. This trend has persisted into 2024, with major players like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and even PayPal announcing significant layoffs, citing the need for cost-cutting and operational efficiency. But frankly, it doesn't take a genius to tell that there is more to these justifications than meets the eye. We are only 4 months into the year and already a whopping 74,672 employees have been let go by 259 tech companies. And that number could be even higher if we consider the sneaky resourcing tactics many HR departments employ today. You know, I've been meaning to address this issue for a while now, but I've just been sidetracked by the need to clarify foundational tech concepts and get the basics out of the way. However, these recent layoffs, especially the one by the giant in electric car manufacturing itself, Tesla, demand our immediate attention. Trends, as you know, wait for no man. Even those who have been turning a blind eye to the alarming layoffs are now paying full attention, especially now with Tesla axing 10% of its global workforce. That's roughly 14,000 employees, all let go at the same time. According to a report on Reuters, Tesla is grappling with falling sales and an intensifying price competition in the electric vehicle market. Elon Musk took to Twitter, replying to a post saying, and I quote, "About every 5 years, we need to reorganize and streamline the company for the next phase of growth." Well, streamline, okay, but whichever way you slice the onion, we are still talking about thousands of grown adults being let go here. You know, majority of them responsible individuals with dependent families with mouths to feed. I personally never liked the word streamline or optimize, mainly because almost anyone today can use them to get away with quite a lot. I think I will dedicate an entire episode in the future to these tech jargons. There is this revealing true story reported by The Independent. A man who was employed as a Tesla test driver had turned up on Sunday morning expecting his usual morning shift as a Tesla test driver. But instead, at the office, he was told he couldn't drive that day. His task that morning was to train the self-driving software of the electric car by riding alongside it as it navigated real city streets. Understandably concerned about this new development, he was reluctant at first, but a manager simply reassured him, telling him not to worry about it, everything would be okay. So the man, who goes by a pseudonym, Jordan, to protect his identity, Jordan did as he was told and didn't sweat the matter any more than it needed. But lo and behold, Barely 8 hours later, on Monday morning, Jordan learned via an email that he was among the estimated 14,000 employees that had been laid off over the weekend. Talk about use and dump. In his statement to The Independent, Jordan called the move, and I quote, a shitty one, arguing that they could have at least, you know, given him a heads up. Many of those laid off also noted that there did not seem to be any meaningful method to the madness. There didn't seem to be an easily discernible pattern or strategy employed in selecting which employee's contract to terminate. Some employees who had previously been reprimanded repeatedly were allowed to stay on, while others with completely clean records were booted. Begs the question, should this be permitted in this day and age? I mean, leaders and decision makers must recognize and acknowledge the power they wield over the lives of not just an employee, but possibly their families too. It may be 14,000 employees laid off on paper, but the true number of livelihoods impacted is probably double, triple that number. It is true that while economic conditions and strategic pivots may necessitate workforce adjustments, this current approach of indiscriminate layoffs, like we are seeing now, risks disenfranchising critical workers and damaging workplace culture. A more compassionate and sustainable approach to workforce management is what a society really needs and expects from its job creators. An approach that values employees as assets rather than liabilities. With so much power at their whim, if nothing else, these companies, I believe, have a moral obligation to individuals and societies at large to abstain from taking on employees they'll later let go at the drop of a hat, without so much as a warning. I don't think anyone has gotten over that horrendous stunt from Twitter when it laid off 80% of its staff soon after acquisition. And now we have this news from Tesla again. You know, a source from Bloomberg even claims Elon had initially wanted to slash Tesla headcount by 20%, not the 10% it has done. Cost reduction may not be the only motive here. Tesla is rumored to be grappling with increased competition from Chinese car companies like BYD. Frankly speaking, the writing has been on the wall for some time now, and anyone who has been looking should know by now. Tesla shares had plummeted a good 31% this year, putting it among the worst performance in the S&P 500. And not to be misunderstood, my outcry is not solely aimed at Tesla alone. In fact, this is not a podcast episode about Tesla. The Tesla layoffs just happen to be the latest disturbing incident in a series of disturbing incidents, and I just had to stop everything else and lay this out here to dry. But sure enough, there are other big names equally culpable here as well. And that's going by their alarming layoff numbers so far in 2024 alone. According to layoffs.fyi, that's layoffs.fyi, if you do not know that website, I highly recommend it. You should use that website to keep tabs on what's really going on under the cover of night. According to layoffs.fyi, since the beginning of this year, and that's only 4 months, Dell has laid off 8,000 employees. PayPal has laid off 9% of its employees, amounting to 2,500 headcount. Microsoft has silently said goodbye to 1,900 of its employees. Google kicked out 1,000 employees. SAP booted 8,000 employees. Cisco shooed away 4,250 employees. Xerox severed ties with 3,000 employees. Amazon has terminated 400 employees. Twitch has ended the work contracts of 35% of its workforce. Apple, your favorite Apple, has said sayonara to 614 previous employees. Snap has said ciao to 10% of its workforce. Salesforce has showed 700 employees the door. TikTok disowned 250 of its employees. Zoom has said au revoir, la revedere, arrivederci to 150 employees. And the list just doesn't end, folks. But we'll end ours here. You get the point. What makes this wave of layoffs particularly perplexing is that many of these tech giants were highly profitable even before the layoffs. True, some may have run into genuine hard times where cost reduction had to become the only way out, but certainly not all of them. There are just too many tech companies laying off too large a number of employees for all of them to be running into hardships at the same time. Meta, for instance, reported a 25% increase in earnings last year, yet it still proceeded to lay off 22% of its workforce, that's 19,000 employees. The paradox of layoffs amidst profitability. This disconnect between profitability and job cuts has left many questioning the true motives behind these decisions. Some analysts suggest that tech executives, particularly those in the US, are using the layoffs as a strategy to appease Wall Street and boost stock prices rather than addressing real underlying operational issues within the company. And indeed, the Nasdaq composite, dominated by tech companies, rebounded strongly in 2023 and early this year as well, fueled in part by these questionable cost-cutting measures. Nonetheless, my discontentment with all this still stands. I mean, it is one thing to be transparent about your ulterior motives for letting your employees go because you have to parsimoniously pursue revenue maximization for your company. But it becomes an entirely different situation, a moral one, when you choose to be deceitful about it all, using cost-cutting as the sole motive. A motive to let people go with only a few minutes' notice, sent via email. And interestingly, there are legit studies which prove that downsizing does not always yield the expected outcome for some companies, but rather the opposite. For example, the research paper Dumb and Dumber from James and DePark, which studied the impact of downsizing on companies, concluded that downsizing, in reality, can end up hurting a company when certain productivity factors are considered collectively. The results of their research revealed that downsizing can indeed be responsible for the decrease in company profitability, and that these negative effects are more pronounced in industries characterized by intense research and development, which is exactly the situation for most of these big tech giants in this age of AI. You know, it is not as if there isn't a new entity roaming freely in the open today, an entity called AI which we had once feared would come in and automate away millions of jobs across the globe. It is not as if last year companies weren't scrambling, and for the record they are still scrambling to this day. It is not as if they aren't scrambling to hire dedicated AI consultants tasked with the sole purpose of automating jobs within their companies. jobs that are mundane, repetitive, and otherwise. That is their primary KPI each month. Imagine that. Individuals are being hired and given monthly targets to increase the percentage of jobs transitioned from humans to AI. And I'm sure at the end of each month, they sit down across a table from line managers to revise their KPIs. And sometimes someone gets a high five and maybe a pat on the back for successfully booting hundreds, maybe thousands of employees, many with families and kids to feed. Is it even realistic to think that a company can openly declare they are letting go of their entire marketing department, for example, because the new guy, Craig, just found a better way to prompt ChatGPT last week? Through there may be a few too eager to show the world how innovative and forward-thinking they are, that they wouldn't mind letting the entire world know AI automation was the reason behind their layoffs. Like Dukan, for example, the Bangalore-based e-commerce company which laid off 90% of its employees the very instant two of its data scientists created a chatbot that could do a better job. A chatbot created in just 2 days. The CEO had even taken to social media to boast about it too. Yes, there will be exceptions, but the majority, the big names in tech, are not telling. They have always been subtle about things with significant impact on society. Why would they act any different now? If you are listening to this and you still work one of those easily automated jobs, you would be doing yourself and your family a huge disservice if you do not already have an exit strategy or backup plan in mind. This right here and right now is a clarion call to upskill and to fight to stay ahead of the curve. If you are following my socials, you would have observed I recently posted a list of jobs likely to be automated away by AI in the coming period. According to the World Economic Forum, 85 million jobs will be lost to AI by 2025, that's next year. And that's no small number. I have listed out the jobs most at risk of AI automation. And I also listed out, in another post, jobs in soaring demand at the moment, and which are likely to, at least for the foreseeable future, remain in high demand. On a separate episode of this podcast, I will focus squarely on strategies for upskilling and reskilling in these uncertain times. And on that note, I want to thank you for tuning in to today's episode. The indiscriminate layoffs are no joke. It's like cancer, eating away at the very core of the most revolutionary industry there ever was. And like an undiagnosed cancer, you just can't fight what you don't know exists, right? If nothing else, this episode has shone the spotlight directly on this malignant trend, and it should leave you at least with something to think about. Keep tuning into this podcast, as we will be touching on viable strategies for securing your rightful spot in this tech industry, wherever that may be, in corporate or freelancing. And as always, I urge you to share your feedback, to rate, subscribe, and keep up the good grind. Until the next episode, cheers!